Baba Basra, Daf Pei, Omud Aleph, page 80, side A. Mishnah. The Mishnah before us will enumerate some items that the understanding of the people that sell them in a general way is to leave something over for themselves. Halekei Yach Peiris Shevach Mechaveroi. A person who says to his friend, sell me the baby pigeons that will be born in this nest for a year. But the mothers that are in the pigeons he had not purchased. And the pigeons usually give birth in every month two babies, a male and a female, and they are referred to as Berecha. So Mafriach Berecha Rishena. So the purchaser needs to leave over to the seller the first Berecha that is going to be born, and to allow for these pigeons to fly together with their mother, so that they should be a group and a friendship to their mother. And this will cause that the mother won't run away, and therefore the nest will remain in existence. Because certainly this was the intent of the seller, because we see that he did not sell the mothers, that he intends for the shoivach, for the nest, to be in existence. If one purchases peiros kaveres, those are the bees that are born from the kaveres in this year. So, noitel shloisha nichilim umesores. So the purchaser takes the first three nichilim of the bees that were born first. And afterwards, the seller can cause for the bees not to give birth to any further bees, so that the bees should be occupied and busy with making honey. For the honey, he did not sell the seller never sold it. And he isn't obligated to give to the buyer more bees, because the first three nechilim, these groups of the bees, are important. One who purchases from his friend chalais devash, those honeycombs, maniach shtei chalais. So the purchaser needs to leave to the seller two combs of honey, because since he didn't sell him the hive, the bees by itself, but he wants to hide it for the winter, for next year, so that the bees should return in the summer to give birth. So he has to leave over for the bees two cones of honey for their food during the rain season, during the winter. Likewise, when one purchases from his friend a tree of zeisim lakutz, of olive to cut the branches, maniach shtei groifias. So then the purchaser needs to leave over two branches in the tree, because that way the tree will grow again. And we say that certainly this is the intent and the condition that the seller sold him the trees, the branches. So the Gemara is going to ask, now Gemara, the Gemara is going to ask a contradiction from the Braisa with regards to one who purchases fruits, the peiros of the nest. The Gemara asks, but we learned in a Braisa that a person who purchased from his friend the fruits of the nest of this year, he has to leave over to the seller Berecha Rishoina Ushnia, the first and the second Berecha. Those are the birth, the Zohar Nekeva, of each month. So here it says in the Braisa, the first and the second Berecha, And in our Mishnah, we learned that he only needs to leave him over the first brecha. So Rav Kana answers, Omar Rav Kana says, Rav Kana lo kashya. This is not difficult. Holo, holi imo. In the Braisa that we learned that you also need to leave over the second brecha, that is lo, to her, which means that he leaves over the first brecha that is born for a brecha, for the brecha itself, so that they should be friends for the first brecha. And in our Mishnah that we learned that they leave over just one brecha, that's talking about li'ima, just for the mother. In other words, that the Mishnah did not deal only what you need to leave over for the purpose of the mother. So it is true that the Mishnah and the Braisa, they both agree that you have to leave over the first brecha for the mother, and the first brecha of the brecha also. But the Mishnah did not explain only about what needs to be left over for the purpose of the mother. And the Braisa came and added that also for the brecha you need to leave another brecha, another group to be their friends. So the Gemara explains now, why is it necessary to leave over an additional brecha? Maishno imo dimitstavso abrato v'azuga deshafkinalo. Why is the mother different than the brecha? Because the mother is sufficient to her with the group of her daughter and the mate. So, if so, so also the brecha should be sufficient for it with the friendship of the mother and her mate that you leave for her. So why would the first brecha need a second brecha? And the Gemara answers, Imo abrato mitstavso. That it is true that for the mother it's sufficient the friendship, or the grouping with the daughter, because the mother's mercy and feelings is for the daughter, and therefore she remains with her, as opposed to brata aima lo mitstavso. The daughter is not sufficient with the friendship of the mother, and therefore we need to leave for her also her daughter, because if not so, the daughter might run away, and therefore the mother will also run away, and then the nest will disappear, will become destroyed. But to the second brecha, we don't have to leave over her daughter, because since there is in the nest already many groups, there is a mother and the mother's mother, that's enough for her, for a group, and she doesn't need also her daughter on top of that. We learned in the Mishnah that Peres Kaveres Neitel Shloshim Nechilim Umesores, that the fruit of the Kaveres, the bees, he takes the three Nechilim and then he can make them not have the Dvarim, not to have the bees, not to have any children. So the Gemara explains in what way is the Meicher cause the bees, the cedars, they shouldn't have any further divide. The Gemara explained, by Memisarsum, in which way does the seller misaris the bees so they can't give birth? The Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul b'chardel, by giving them to eat mustard. And mustard causes them not to be able to have any children. The Gemara explains, how does mustard cause cirrus? Amri b'marove. So in Eretz Yisrael they said, Mishmeid Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina, Neymar Rabbi Yosef Chanina, Loi chardel mesorsan. It's not the mustard itself that causes them the cirrus, that they shouldn't give birth. El meteich shepien chad, chayzruz v'eichlis adushonon. Because the taste of the mustard is very sharp in the mouth of the bees, So they go back and they eat the honey that's in the hive. And since they're very satisfied, so then they don't pay attention to multiply, to increase their numbers, and they go ahead and they make honey. Since they are not occupied in Piriya Verivya and to multiplying and making more bees. And the Mishnah comes and teaches us that after the buyer took the three nechilim, so then the seller is permitted to cause them, they should not give any further birth to more bees, so they should be making honey for him. Rabbi Yochanan explains it in a different way, the language of Mesoris, that it doesn't really mean the way of Sirus of the Zachrus, that they shouldn't give birth. Rabbi Yochanan says, what the Mishnah means here, that Noitel Shloisha Nechilim B'Sirus, that the buyer takes three Nechilim by jumping over, which means he takes the first, leaves the second, jumps over to the third, and he jumps over the fourth and goes to the fifth. So he gets the first, third, and fifth. Because since the last, later, are more weaker and worse than the first, so certainly the opinion of the seller was that the buyer should take the three in a way that it jumps over, and then he will take the rest. So it turns out that each one of them gets from the better ones and from the weaker ones, and not that he takes away all the three good ones and the seller remains with all the weak ones. The Gemara brings the Braise, which according to the Braise we can explain our Mishnah in an additional way. B'masnita tona, we learned in a Braise, noitel shloisha nechilim bazeh achar zeh, that the buyer takes first the three nechilim, the first three nechilim, consecutively. Mikon ve'elech, from here and on, noitel achas u'maniach achas. He takes one, and he leaves one for the seller, and so on. We learned in our Mishnah, chalis dvash, the honeycombs, maniach shtei chalis. He leaves two combs, v'chulu, etc. Since our Mishnah deals with one who sells these honeycombs that are in the beehive, so the Gemara is going to deal now with the halacha of what is the status of the honey in the hive with regards to receiving tumah, included in those items that could receive tumah are food and drinks. I explained in the pasuk in Vayikra Yidal Lamadalev, Mikol Ha'ichar Asher Ye'ochel, Yitma, all food that is eaten, Yitma, V'chol Mashka She'yishtosu V'chol Kli Yitma, and all drinks that were drink in any vessel should be tamer. So the Torah Koinim, we learned out, it says, Mikol Ha'ichar Ye'ochel, from all the food, so it says, Mikol, not Kol Ha'ichar, every food. That only food that is fit for human consumption receive tumah. Amar Rav Kahana, says Rav Kahana, the vash, the honey, even though the chaveres, while it's in the hive, eina yoytze midei maichel la'olam, never loses the status of food, even though there is times that the bees eat from the honey. Nevertheless, the honey is always considered to be food for a person for the purpose that it could be makabel tumah, it can receive tumah. So the Gemara says, so Alma Kosovar, so we see that Rav Kahana holds that loy boyi machshava, that a person doesn't need to think on the honey that is for the purpose of human consumption, but by itself it receives the status of human food of Michael Odom. So the Gemara asks Rav Kahana from a Braise. Let me see if I'll ask you a question. We learned in Abraisa, the Vash, honey, as long as it's in the Vichaveris, that it's in the hive, it doesn't have the halacha. Now it's not food and it's not a drink. As far as receiving tumah or to make other people other stomach, so this is difficult. And a question that Rav Kahana, who says that honey is considered to be food. So Abaye answers. Amar Abaye says Abaye loy tzricha elo leoison shtei chalas. These words of the Braisa were only said with regards to the two cones that are outside, the outside, which are designated for the feed of the bees for the winter months, as we explained in our Mishnah. Because since people give up their intention from these combs, so then on them the status of food or drinks never rested. Rava answers in a different way. And he explains the Braisa with regards to all the combs. Rav Amar, Rav says that this Braisa Rabbi Lezer, he goes like Rabbi Lezer, who holds that the honey that's in the hive in the kaveres has a din like karka, like the earth, which cannot receive too much.